And what we're going to do is we're going to have a little video with Lama Yeshe teaching. Lama Yeshe is actually the founder of the Foundation for the Preservation of the Mahayana Tradition, which is our mother organization. And he's really quite fun to hear his teachings. Who's laughing? Oh. Yeah. So we're going to start with, we're going to do our announcements first, and we're going to watch some video, and then we're going to end a little bit early so we can all go and start our holiday with an extra few minutes. So let's start with Liz. I think you're up first, and then I'll take the mic again and get us going.
That's right. Public speaking. Yay. How's it going, Kadampans? What's up? What's up? Yay. We're here. So, yeah, I know. Exactly. I'm a professional. So this is not the most wonderful time of the year for me. I don't love this season. It's not really my thing. But I was trying to get into the spirit while trying to finish up some gifts. And I wound up watching on FX, they had a new version of A Christmas Carol, and boy, that is not for children, let me tell you right now. Wow, there's profanity and nudity and whoa. But anyway, so it's for adults. So, but I took it the lead of the story for my speech today in that I thought about the ghosts of Christmas past, Christmas present, and Christmas future. And I was thinking, you know, we've had a lot of time to rejoice in our past. We celebrated over 25 years a couple of years ago, so now I think we're 28. This year we celebrated 20 years with Geshe-la, which is amazing. And we got our mortgage paid, which is awesome. And our present has been enjoying this moment, what we have built by past actions. The giving that we and others have done, both in time and in money, but also in spirit, to create the community we have right now. And our future, unlike what Scrooge saw, is bright and wide open. Yay! The challenge, though, is to imagine what could be, not just what is possible. And I go for the quote here, the JFK quote, that everyone remembers. We choose to go to the moon, not because it is easy, but because it is hard. Thank you. But what everyone else forgets, because, you know, the Boston accent is so perfect there, is the rest of the quote, which is, the goal serves to organize and measure the best of our energies and skills. And 15 years ago, when I first came here, I could not have imagined that we'd own a building, that we'd have a beautiful stupa in North Carolina. Wow. And we'd have YouTube teachings, and we'd have all the amazing things we have right now. But also, I could not imagine that I'd be part of a community, and I'd have the friends that I've grown to love. Oh, thank you. I love you guys. So when you give, however you choose to give, as Jill and everyone else has told you, all the multiple ways you can give, including, you know, texting, which I could not have imagined, take a moment and rejoice in our past and enjoy our present and enjoy our cookies, and look to the future for what you want to see and what you want to be in 5 or 10 or 15 years. And so look to the future.
The poster has to come out. Good morning. So this hasn't changed, so I'm bringing it out because it hasn't changed. So I know that the spots down here are a little bit easier, right? 300 in this. So what this represents is looking to the future. We've had 4 people who stepped up to the plate and gave extra, so this to make sure this is above and beyond their normal giving. So one person gave $5,000 in hopes that 3 more would join them. And one gave $3,000, and you can see we've had one, so we're looking for 3 more. All the $1,000 spots are filled in this morning. One more $1,000 came in, so that means our Gary is here somewhere in the building. has, as he, we like to say every Sunday, we can empty his pockets. So he just handed me his extra check today. So that's, we could applaud him for that. Thank you, Gary. And then this is a really fun one. So we asked for 7 people to give extra here. 9 more people joined this one. So that's quite beautiful. So today we need the drum roll. And I've included the people who have said they would give until they cancel. So today we're going to make the leap and assume that they want to stay with us. And that would bring us up to 176,500. Yeah. Woo! So the goal is 200, so now we're just under 25,000. Did you get the email out Friday night in the evening? Yeah, so the procrastinator pledge is on. We have $2,000 on the table from another person who's giving above and beyond her giving. Or no, it's 3 people above their giving. If we can get 20 more thousand, so that would be 19,000. So that's a, you know, I like how Liz put that. You're going to be on the campaign next year because it is hot. So we can get there. Last year we had something happen miraculous at the end, and the year before that something miraculous happened at the end. So miraculous can be one person, and miraculous can be 50 people. It can also be 500 people. It could be 24,000 people giving a dollar, right? It can be anything. So don't think that your gift is too small. If you've already given, you can give a little extra if that works for you. Any way that works, we have to get to our goal to keep everything cooking right along. So thank you, Liz, for your beautiful heartfelt speech. And anything else? So if you have any questions about it and how to do it, text. If you didn't know, text giving is really pretty cool. And going online, checks. You can even just pledge right now and you can give later. So that's also a possibility. So we're willing to work with it, whatever works for you. The mug is available, if you saw that out in the lobby, for anybody who gives in one of more 4 ways. And, yep, Vanna White's going to show you the mug. It's the Kermit color this year. And what else do we have? Oh, yeah, the giveaway. So we have the Frida Kahlo. Dom is actually here. So he won. He and Tom, you there? Yeah. So did you get to go yet? Okay, so they won the Frida Kahlo tickets. The next gift is going to be chosen at the end of the appeal for the $25 to the Himalayan store. And then the people who join that challenge will be entered to win the Ocracoke flight giveaway with Elise and David. So they will fly to Ocracoke and have a little shopping money and enjoy a beautiful day. And you never know who goes along with that. Last year, Geshe Sampo went, so just saying. So thank you very much.
So what we're going to do, I'll just give you a quick rundown so we know what we're doing. For the people who are streaming, our apologies, because since we're showing a video, we're going to turn off the streaming in just a moment, because there will be nothing for you to see with the streaming. But for those of us here, we'll start with our prostrations, and then Sandy has a question. So our fabulous Chris will post the URL for this video so you can go to YouTube and watch it live on YouTube, and that way you can share along with us, and we'll be glad to be having you with us. Thank you, Sandy and Chris. So we will begin with our prostrations, and then we'll do our usual opening prayers, then we'll watch the video, and we'll stop around 11:20, 11:30, and then we'll do our dedication prayers, and then we'll go have a wonderful holiday season. Thanks. Prostrations. Okay, so on page 34 in the Gold Prayer Book, the Shakyamuni Buddha Mantra. Chaya cha om mune mune Maha Munaye Soha Chaya Cha Om Mune Mune Maha Munaye Soha Chaya Cha Om Mune Mune Maha Munaye Soha. Bhagawan, with equal compassion for all, whose name, when merely heard, dispels the suffering of the lower realms, dispeller of disease and the three poisons, I prostrate to Medicine Buddha, Lapis Light. Tayata Om Bekanse Bekanse Maha Bekanse Bekanse Raja Samudgate Soha Tayata Om Bekanse Bekanse Maha Bekanse Bekanse Raja Samudgate Soha Tayata Bekanse Bekanse Maha Bekanse Bekanse Raja Samudgate Soha Teata Om Bekanse Bekanse Maha Bekanse Bekanse Raja Samudgate Soha Teata Om Bekanse Bekanse Maha Bekanse Bekanse Raja Samudgate Soha Teata Om Bekanse Bekanse Maha Bekanse Bekanse Raja Samudgate Soha Teata Om Bekanse Bekanse Maha Bekanse Bekanse Raja Samudgate Soha. And now the four immeasurables in English. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. And then on page 37, we'll say Chenrezig Mantra 8 times and Green Tara Mantra 7 times. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Om Tari Tu Tari Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tari Tu Tari Tu Re Soha.